This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. Let's get up. Let's get a getting. You, some of you folks up there in Kingston, Tennessee, and out there at Fort Smith, Arkansas, maybe you hadn't heard me but a few times. This is the Old Trailblazer. Been on many of these other stations now for several years, and we're expanding the broadcast, and we're hoping folks will help us get on some new stations. And we've been asking the Lord for a new station in the next several months. So if you'd like to hear the old-fashioned, old-time gospel given out as it is, to men as they are, without compromise, well, you help us. Listen to the broadcast a few times and then write us and let us know if you'd like to help us with these services. And this is the Old Trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Missions, pastor at First Baptist Church of Algiers, who were located formerly in New Orleans, but now we're located in Walker, Louisiana. And we're happy to be with you folks. We're looking at the 11th chapter of Hebrews. We're going real slowly, and we're not trying to get in no hurry, but we were looking at faith. And in our last study, we saw that faith, that faith which lasts, that faith which will bear or wear, and the faith that will overcome all obstacles, that faith that will endure to the end is the faith of God's elect. That's right. The faith of God's elect. It's not some little faith that disappears on a foggy morning. No, it's faith of the Son of God. This faith stands in contrast to the faith of the natural man. You know the natural man? Oh, but listen. Now, let's just stop here. I want to mention something maybe to perk up your ears and listen. Many of you know that many of us who are saved, kind of envy a certain class of people who have so-called great faith. They brag that their faith stands out so. They don't seem to have any struggle or any trials or any heartache. No, they seem to go on day by day. They don't have any trouble with Satan. They just seem to be happy, like their faith will just last right on to the end. And we're kind of envious of those folks, aren't we? We hear them speak. And the faith of the natural man will stand out as a rule, brighter, more glorious in many respects than the faith of a born-again believer. But it won't last. Oh, did you hear that? It won't last. When you're going right down the road towards that celestial city, listen now, let me go back. It won't last. When you're going right down the road towards that celestial city, the other fella, falling by the wayside. He don't understand why. Well, it was that his faith was of the natural man. They make a good resolution. They start out with a flash to please the Lord, and that's the trouble. That's the trouble. It's lacking in depth, and faith will not bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, endureth all things. But faith soon, that such faith soon is gone by the wayside. Now, there's a great contrast there between the faith that will wear and the faith that will stand, then the faith that flashes and then dies down. I've seen that many, many times. Right here in our own ministry, folks will come and hear the message and get all excited and say they come to know the Lord and give a testimony. And by and by, they start to mission out, one here and one there, and one service here and one service there. Pretty soon you don't see them anymore. Then you see in the paper where they were arrested for drunken driving. All just one thing after another. They had no faith. They had carnal faith. That's what I call it, worldly faith. The faith of God's elect is a living faith. It's an incorruptible faith. It's a faith that cannot be conquered by the devil. No, sir. It's a faith that implanted by the Lord God of heaven. It's divine author in the human heart. It is a faith that never will be lost. It's a faith that will preserve or persevere to the end. Now, as I said, let me repeat it. There's a battle within, a battle without. There's a rising, there's a dimming, then there's a struggle. But that faith will go right on down the road. You may have to crawl sometime. You may have to sit down on the rock and take a stock of yourself to wonder if you're in the Lord. But you will get up the next morning, fighting hell within, fighting hell without, wide open, giving your testimony of saving grace in the human heart. It's the faith that looks Satan in the face and tells him to go out into eternity. Go on to hell, Satan. That's where you're going anyhow. It's the faith that resting upon the promises of God. Now, my friend, do you see that? These Old Testament saints live by faith, and then they died by faith. They died in faith. They possessed a faith that preserved to the end. Oh, listen now. We see old Jacob going through his life. 120 years, wasn't it? More, falling, sinning, repenting, confessing. I like the life of Jacob, don't you? You know why I like it? Because it depicts or shows forth the life of an average individual whom the Lord has saved, and yet we go through those struggles and trials. I know I do. I'm sure you do if you know the Lord. If you'll admit it, that you're not on the cloud all the time. No, sir. You're way down there, way down low. And listen, we see old Jacob falling, sinning, repenting, confessing, traveling on. But when he came to pull his feet up in the bed and to die, he said to old Pharaoh, 120 years have been my pilgrimage. That's faith, brother. I'd rather have the faith of old Jacob than the faith of any natural man. This faith overcomes unbelief, assaults of the tempter. It clings to the Lord. It rests upon his word. Are you understanding what I'm saying, folks? Does this register with you at all? Am I speaking to anybody out there that's living by this kind of faith day by day? Worlds come and go. War looks imminent. Famine looks imminent. Everything's on rocky sand, so to speak. But we keep right on going, don't we? We can trust the Lord. Listen, and these individuals left an example for us to follow in their steps. God showed those individuals what they had in him. They were satisfied. They believed the Lord. They never fell away from their faith. As we've said, at times it grew faint. Oh yeah, it grew faint, like a candle burning. Their faith burned dim. You could hardly see it, but it was always rekindled. By how? By the oil of grace. You know anything about the grace of God, my friend? Are you just living the physical life and doing everything in your own strength, thinking you're making a headway? What about grace, my friend? Something the world don't understand. I'm giving you a figure of speech now. That faith that stands back of us, stands the Holy Spirit, as it were. When a can of the oil of grace that's constantly pouring his grace into the heart, that keeps that faith kindled. Yes, ye who lived up close, have walked with me for years at these times. You've seen the old trailblazer mighty low many times ready to give up. The battle's so fierce and hard. Then you come out, as it were, charged hell with a thimble full of water and didn't have the water in it. How about it? Oh, my friend, there's nothing in the old trailblazer, but the Holy Spirit was pouring the oil of grace into my heart. That's what keeps me going day by day, day by day. We went through all of the tragedy of Katrina and all of those things and looked like we were going to lose everything, the church and the ministry and everything we had. But the Lord was gracious to us, and he kept us going day in and day out. Now, let me call your attention to this fact. The new creation, or the new heart that God gives a sinner, is wholly and solely dependent upon the Holy Spirit to sustain it, to keep it from falling away or decaying. There's not one thing in the world that a believer can do to sustain his faith. Did you get that point? You can't sustain your faith. You can't build it up. You can't tear it down. No, sir. No, sir. And keep it from decaying. You can read your Bible all you want to. You ought to do that. That's the means of it. But listen, you ought to pray. And if you're a child of God, you will pray. Prayer constantly flows from the human heart of the believer. You pray without ceasing. You praise the Lord without ceasing. Get up in the morning, praise the Lord. Go to bed at night, you praise the Lord. You don't pay much attention to it, but you're constantly praying all the time. You ever thought about that old trucker out there on the highway, out up there on I-70 or I-90, or wherever you are this morning or tonight, whatever time you're hearing the old trailblazer? I hope you're going down the road asking the Lord to give you grace, asking the Lord for your family back home, asking the Lord to keep your eyes open where you won't run off the road. That's what we do. We pray. We just ask, you know, we just like a child. When I was a child, I needed something or wanted something. I just went to my dad and asked him for it. If it was within a possibility, he didn't think it was wrong for me to have it, he'd make sure that I got it. Sometimes he'd turn me down. He'd say, no. I want to borrow his pocket knife when I was small. He said, no, you cut yourself with it. Well, he denied it. The Lord denies us many things, my friend, that we don't know that it'd be bad for us, but we keep on. We just keep on. I'll tell you something else, and I've said it over and over, and let me say it again. Of you folks, just listen. I don't believe there's a single moment in the heart of a God's child from heaven to earth that he's not praising the Lord. Now, you may not be conscious of it. Even while you're asleep, you're praising the Lord. Many of you have been waking, praising the Lord, haven't you? There's that praise going on in your heart. You can't help it. Just like the angels crying, "Holy, holy, holy, thou art God." There's a ceaseless praise that's going on in the heart of every born-again believer, and you're not conscious of it, and you're at your job, laboring there, laboring, laboring. You're not conscious of it, but the very moment that you let up and kindly come to yourself and sit down and get a drink, a cup of coffee or something, your mind goes to the Lord, doesn't it? Just the first thing you know, you're thanking the Lord in your heart for something. You're just thanking the Lord. That faith never dies, my friend. That faith never dies. And the Holy Spirit does it by constantly renewing it, constantly feeding it, pouring into all of grace there day by day. Now, that's the way that the Lord keeps the faith alive in the hearts of those old saints. That's how he kept them alive until they all died in the faith. We're going to look at that again in our next study. And I wonder if you're enjoying these studies in the 11th chapter of Romans, the faith chapter, they call it. And if you are, for faith chapter in the 11th chapter of Hebrew. And if you are, I wish you'd sit down and write me. Let me know you're hearing us. And we're going on station now, one in up there in Arkansas. And just, I think of it in just a moment, Fort Smith, Arkansas. And we're already there in Little Rock and other station. But I wish you'd write me and get a log. If you would, go there to our website, radiomission.org. You can find out much about the old Trailblazer. And I praise the Lord. Every time he saves a sinner, we find out about it. He lets us know. So you remember the old Trailblazer. Will you do that? And then remember, help us with the broadcast if you would. If you would, folks say, "Well, Pastor, I don't have a dollar to give you." Well, you can pray for us. You can. You can sit down and write. And help us. You can call us on the phone. Tell us you're praying for us. Email us. Our email is pastor@radiomission.org. And then my website, radiomission.org. And we're going to go on in this study. In our next study, we'll pick up there about faith again. How the